Title: Pitch Old School DNB Fill for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most underrated weapons in jungle and raggle eating drum and bass, the fill that makes people feel something right before the drop. Not an EDM riser, not a huge sweep that eats the mix, a proper old school pitched fill. Warm, nostalgic, sunrise energy. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 with stock tools, keeping it beginner friendly, and we'll focus on four things: pitch movement, pocket and swing, ragga flavor, and then mix control so the fill hits hard, but the drop still wins. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to roll, not so fast you can't hear what's going on. Now make yourself an 8 or 16 bar loop with your main groove. You can use a simple two-step, like kick on the 1, another kick around the 3-ish area, and snares on 2 and 4. Hats can be 16THS with some shuffle. And here's a big tip early: add swing now, not later. Go to the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing, anywhere around 57 to 65. Keep it subtle, tiny amount around 10 to 25%, random just a tiny bit, like 0 to 5. This is the glue that keeps your fill from sounding like a robot stamped it on top. Now we choose the sound for the fill. You want something that pitches well. Short is the rule. A little ragga hey, come, select a horn stab, maybe a rim or a tom hit, something that feels like it could have come out of an old sampler. If it's a long phrase, pitching it will get messy and you'll fight the tail. Create a new MIDI track and name it Ragga Fill. Drop Simpler on it. Load your sample into Simpler and keep it in classic mode. For this old school feel, I usually want the sample raw, so don't warp it inside Simpler unless you truly need time stretch. Trim the start and end so it hits fast. Tight start points are half the vibe in jungle. Now shape it like a stab. In Simpler's ab envelope, set the attack very fast, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release short, but not clicky, around 50 to 120 milliseconds. What we're doing is turning your chop into something percussive and playable. Next comes the emotional lift. Pitch. There are two ways to do this, and you can even combine them. First, the old hardware sampler trick. Pitch envelope. Find the pitch envelope section in Simpler. Set the envelope amount to plus 12 semitones as a starting point. If you want it more dramatic, you can try it up to plus 24, but be careful, because that can go chipmunk real fast. Set attack at 0. Set decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. This gives you that quick yip at the front of the hit, like a classic jungle chirp. Second, the more musical way, use MIDI notes to climb. That's what we'll program now. Go to the bar right before your drop. For example, if your drop comes back at bar 17, you'll program your fill in bar 16. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on Ragga Fill. Here's a simple rhythm that feels classic but not too busy. Put hits on these moments in that last bar, one right at the start of the bar, then another a little after beat 2, another a little after beat 3, and then one more close to the end as the final push. If you're thinking in 16th notes, you're placing a few stabs with space between them, not filling every gap. Now pitch those notes upward with a safe, reggae-friendly climb. Start on C3 for the first hit, then D3, then E3, and then G3 on the last hit. That stair-step then leap shape feels optimistic. It's one of those tiny musical tricks that screams sunrise without getting cheesy. And don't ignore velocity. Velocity is emotion. Start the first hit medium, then build. Try something like 70, then 85, then 95, then 110 on the last one. Quiet question, louder answer. You're basically doing call and response with one sound. Coach note, if you want this to feel really intentional, pick a home note from your track. If your bass line or pad is centered around F or G, try making your last fill note land on that note, or its fifth. It's a tiny change that turns random fill into storytelling. Now we add the jungle punctuation. A snare rush or ghost roll that pushes into the downbeat. Create another track called Fill Drums. Put a drum rack on it, load a tight snare, and if you've got one, add a crunchy break-style snare layer quietly underneath. Optional. Add a tom or rim for that classic flavor. For a beginner-friendly snare rush, program 16th note snares in just the last two beats of the phrase. But don't machine gun it the whole way. Remove a few hits so it breathes, and vary the velocity so it feels played. Then apply the same groove you used on the main drums so it sits in the same pocket. Quick processing on the fill drums. Add drum boss. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Keep boom off or very low, because fills do not need extra low-end hype. Then EQ 8. cut below about 120 to 180 Hz, and if you need more bite, a gentle lift around 3 to 6K. Now let's do the sunrise magic, dub space, but control dub space. On the raga fill track, start with EQ8, high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz. This is important, you're protecting the sub and the drop impact. If the sample is harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4K, then add echo. Set the timing to something dubby like 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter the delay so it doesn't throw low end everywhere, high pass around 200 Hz inside echo. Add a tiny bit of modulation for warmth, then add reverb, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, low cut 200 to 400, high cut around 7 to 10K so it feels airy, but not fizzy. Then utility at the end, and widen it a bit, like 110 to 140%. Remember, since we filtered lows, we're not widening sub, we're widening the vibe. Now the crucial part, the snap back. This is what separates a clean, professional transition from a messy one. Automate your reverb and delay so they bloom during the fill, then shut down right at the downbeat. A really easy automation move, raise reverb dry slash wet through the fill, then drop it to near zero exactly when the drop hits. Same idea with echo feedback, push it slightly on the last hit, then pull it back right before the drop lands. That's the trick, lush tail into the moment, but not over the moment. Micro tip that makes it feel old school immediately, nudge the very last vocal hit slightly late, like 8 to 15 milliseconds, while keeping the snare rush more on grid. That contrast makes the vocal feel human and the drums feel driven. Optional, but very junglist, add a quick pitch drop answer right before the drop. You can do it two ways. Option 1, add one extra tiny hit, like a 1/16, right before the downbeat, and make that note drop back down, like from G3 down to C3. Lower its velocity slightly so it feels like it bows into the drop. Option 2, automate simpler's transpose. In the last quarter note, sweep transpose from 0 down to about -7 semitones. Keep it quick, it's a wink, not a breakdown. Now, how do you place this like Riedel DNB? Use it as punctuation, not a constant gimmick. Small fills every 8 bars, bigger fills every 16, and your full-on sunrise fill right before a major drop return. You can even build a fill ladder across 32 bars. Bar 8 is one tiny hint, bar 16 is a short pattern, bar 32 is the full one bar dub space moment. Suddenly your loop feels like a journey. Another arrangement trick. Right before your fill starts, mute one element for a tiny moment, like hats drop out for an eighth note. That tiny silence creates headroom and makes the fill feel louder, without actually turning it up. Let's keep you away from common mistakes. First, too much low end in the fill. If there's bass in that vocal, it will fight your sub and your downbeat. High pass it. Second, reverb or delay ringing into the drop. If the downbeat feels smaller, your tails are too long or too loud, automate them down, or even narrow stereo width in the final eighth note. Third, pitching too high. Keep rises subtle. Fourth, overquantizing. Groove and micro timing matter. And fifth, the fill being louder than the drop. A good target is having your fill peak about 3 to 6 dB under your main drop snare peak. Here's a super practical check. Loop the last two beats of the phrase and the first two beats of the drop. Just loop that, over and over. Your goal is simple, the fill feels exciting, and then the downbeat still feels like it wins. If the drop doesn't win, reduce tail length, reduce stereo width at the end, or shorten the final hit. One beginner-friendly key check, no theory required. Duplicate your bass MIDI onto a new track, put a plain sine wave on it with operator, and play the fill over it. If any fill note feels sour, move it up or down a semitone until it locks. If you want extra nostalgia, here are two quick sound design moves that stay stock. 1. Add a gentle low pass with auto filter around 8 to 12K with a touch of resonance to age the chop. 2. Make a quiet phone radio layer. Duplicate the fill track. High pass around 300, low pass around 4 to 6K. Add light saturation and blend it underneath. It adds pirate station character without changing your main sound. And if you want the most authentic old school feel, resample. Make a new audio track called Fill Resample, set its input to resampling, record yourself doing a few passes tweaking echo and reverb automation, then pick the best one bar chunk and drop it back in as audio. Audio fills often feel more real because you commit to a moment. Before we wrap, do this quick 10 to 15 minute exercise. Tick one short ragga chop. Build three fills at the end of a 16 bar loop. One with the rising notes C, D, E, G. one with a minor mood like C, Eb, F, G, and one using pitch envelope only, no MIDI note changes. For each, automate reverb up during the fill and down to near zero on the drop. Then freeze and flatten. Label them clearly, and you've started your own jungle toolkit. Recap: simpler for the tight chuck, pitch steps and or pitch envelope for that emotional lift, groove and velocity for pocket, snare punctuation for energy, echo and reverb for sunrise space, and automation to snap back so the drop hits clean. If you tell me whether your main drums are two-step or amen-based, and what kind of vocal you're using, like a shout, a horn, or an MC phrase, I can give you a specific one-bar pattern with notes that match your track's key and vibe.